coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
I'm not sure if Humpty Dumpty is a good nursery rhyme or not. I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying, take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skinny.
Indeed. You are glowing today. What is it about? Did you get a haircut?
It's not that.
Did you shave?
It's not that. I did. I got it. Not that this is helpful for the podcast. I got a new shirt. Take a look at that.
That is.
Isn't this awesome?
Oh, is that one of those magic eye shirts?
Like you can see into a different dimension.
If I just cross my eyes a little bit,
a piece of your soul gets sucked into a different dimension. I love just random shirts. And one of my best friends got me this little gem. I love the cuffs are different.
Different
color.
Not paisley.
I don't even know, because it's not paisley.
No.
But it is flowery. And you know the hardest part about wearing a shirt like this is, don't you?
Telling your parents you got a new job.
Yes.
Yes. Figured.
So well, that's good.
It. And here I am just week. With a boring...
Well, some
t-shirt.
People have different sizes. I can see a reason to have a nice, you know, stable t-shirt. The blue matches your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
As opposed to, you know, something a little more outrageous. And some people, you know, like the contrasts. And some people just kind of line up in the middle on things like this.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because I know you're not, like, completely outrageous.
This one? Am I on the wrong one?
I think we're on a different one today.
Yeah, I know. I'm ready.
Okay, perfect.
I could just by your lead in, I was like, am I looking at the right idiom for today or not? Okay,
no,
just
it's a different idiom for today. So,
that's wrong, but that's right.
Yes. Okay. That's correct.
All right.
We're all good.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
It's good. So tell me a bit about your week. I'll tell you a bit about mine.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
The out with friends fishing this week.
What?
Yeah,
a fisherman?
So I am not a fisherman. I enjoy... So my dad was a commercial fisherman, and so I've been
so you're
fishing.
The son of a fisherman.
The only one who could ever please me or teach me or something was the son of a fisherman. I think... Is that how the song
that's
goes?
It. That's
okay,
exactly it.
Something. Okay, and so out fishing, and I understand like why I am not wired for such things.
Wired, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's wiring that, like, and so I'm not, like, dopamine freak. Maybe a little bit, like, in terms of, but.
You're not, like, X Games jumping out of planes.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But that Fisher person thing,
yeah.
You have to be able to just bear down and do nothing and just go into a different mental space of boredom.
How are you with that? Like, was it, like, a. Well, I'm all in, or
I was
I'm
out for
good if I never go again.
7-8 hours.
Or you're right in the middle.
I would go again tomorrow just for the experience of it all. I enjoy the hangout. I enjoy the strategying behind things and how long should we have our lead and what kind of weight you're using and what's the bait and what color is the bait and what's working on the river right now.
And you're fishing for what?
Salmon.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I caught zero, but one buddy did. Fantastic time. I don't know if I...
How many people went?
Three.
And one person caught one?
Yes.
It seems like a low day. Or is that normal for salmon? I have no idea.
No, there's guys picking them out of the river all around us.
So you're doing something wrong.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
So not you, but like I'm assuming you're in a boat? Kayak?
No, canoe? We're on the river. We're on the Vetter.
I know, but you're not hovering.
And not the eddy kind. No, you cast from the land, my guy.
Oh, you're just going from the shore.
Yeah.
And people, other guys are pulling salmon in left,
yes.
Right, and center?
Yes, and people on my crew were having, like, good hits. I was catching rocks. I got my, my lure stuck so many times. I full out ripped off a hook and had to replace that. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, and so imagine after enough time you'd get
tell
good
me
at
how,
it.
You don't have to go into it, but tell me how fishing from land for salmon works. Are you just casting and reeling
yeah,
in?
Yeah, you were casting hundreds of times. My hand, my left hand, was permanently in that, like holding a,
right. Yeah.
Like holding a dowel, kind of like you just permanently
yeah.
got that grip situation because it's hours, man, and cast and reel it back in. You cast out, reel it back in. You cast out. I could just keep saying that again, and then you also could have the experience like I had. Yeah.
Did anybody come along and say maybe you should cast on the other side?
I would have cast on the other side, but it would go directly into a forest.
Into a picnic table. Somebody's lunch. Yeah. You would have had more luck. Look what I got. I got a whole bunch. Like, potato salad.
Yeah, it wasn't even rock cod. It was just rocks. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's not interesting material. So I could see how some people have like different, like why they're indecisive about, like, is fishing a
right? Good Did you experience? Enjoy your time, even though you had no success?
I want to say,
like,
mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews.
Some might arguably say that I'm.
How do they say? How you say?
That's next week. Yeah.
Oh, how come there's no audio? I just tested this.
Well, some extent, I can say it, and then you can play the clip.
Okay.
So you get the clip fixed. I'm on the fence with the experience.
Oh, I thought you were just going to set it up.
But today's idiom is on the fence.
Oh, you're on the fence.
I'm on the fence.
There you go.
I'm on the fence about it.
There's another one I just thought was a good one.
Are you on the fence?
I'm on the fence.
And I am on the fence.
About fishing.
About fishing.
About a lot of things, probably. As we all are.
Yeah, you know.
And being on the fence is not the same as take it or leave it. It's like you want – it's more like you want to make a decision, but you don't know.
I kind of see as – I view it as looking – I see both sides of like why it's like
– And when it comes to fishing.
A hobby. Like these guys will dump thousands of dollars in.
Right.
So it's like I got this free salmon. It's like free. Yeah, after you spent a grand on a reel and – Yeah, we took a day off work and you.
Come running out of IGA with a frozen filet under your shirt yelling, start the car, that's a free salmon.
and it's not that. Yeah, there's people like, and we're not even talking about boats, but you know, just like we're driving it an hour in, an hour out.
Now, are these guys going to hear this episode and go, not inviting that bozo again?
No, I hope they. It's an on the fence issue.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I did have fun. I didn't. Yeah, I had the fun talking
true.
With
you
them.
You said that.
But I could also see the other side of it where you're like, okay, that was casting
now,
a thousand times out there. And
maybe you already said this, but what if you were pulling salmon in left, right, and center?
I asked myself that question afterwards, and I'm still on the fence.
Okay.
So in terms of like things that I would dedicate.
Did you already have your fishing license or did you go get it just for this day?
I got it for this day.
Okay.
Yeah. So normally I do. I just didn't get one this last season.
Right. Oh, you normally get one.
Yeah. I've had because I.
Even though you're on the fence about fishing.
Crayfish. Yeah. So I enjoy like so it's the same.
What? You go fishing for crayfish, crawfish, however you say it?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, like rivers, like when you're out in Hope.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've feasted my guy.
No,
they're like
way.
Little mini lobsters. But,
yeah,
but you
yeah.
need a freshwater fishing license for it. It's the same license.
No way.
Yeah.
And how do you catch them?
You put out traps with food in them, and they.
We definitely should have chosen idiom about fishing.
About fishing today. So, coming back to being on the fence, at least I know what I'm getting with that. It's like the time involvement is like 10 minutes. You hike out to something for 10 minutes or you find a good spot. You pop in your trap and you walk away. You come back hours later and there's stuff inside.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
Well, we can do that. I've got all the stuff for that.
Let's press pause on this right now.
let's head out and do it. Well, I was thinking about things that are like the on the fence.
Yeah.
And it brought me to nursery rhymes.
Of course it did.
I'm not sure if Humpty Dumpty is a good nursery rhyme or not. I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Yeah, that one came across my path. I'm like, that's funny. I got
to
share that.
I was going to ask you this, going back to fishing. If you're on the fence about fishing, whether you enjoy it or not, if you're sitting on the fence, which side are your legs dangling on when it comes to fishing?
Well, I'm not going side saddle. I'm going...
I'm
riding
the fence. You're crotching the fence.
I'm riding the fence.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, we're having a party.
Some people call certain motorcycles crotch rockets.
Okay.
That's like a crotch wicket. White. Well. Oh, picket. Picket. Not wicket. Picket.
Picket good.
Because it's a white picket fence.
Well, if you're even when there was...
Straddling.
I was looking for stuff to sit on because I'm like standing for hours.
Oh, you couldn't even sit.
Well, I didn't prepare for that because you're casting all the time. It's not like you're just... But I'm like, I got to sit down, but I still want to keep fishing.
Yeah.
So I was... piling up rocks to sit on or anything just to have a little something. Yeah.
You gotta bring your own couch. Put it right on
that'll there. That'll go well. Sure, that'll smell good by the end of the day. Yeah, so anyways.
Now I love fishing.
Being on...
And a TV.
being on the fence, it brought me to this other area of famous fences.
What? There's famous fences?
Yeah. And so,
what, like Gorbachev tear down that wall?
Okay, so the Berlin Wall was in that list of famous fences. Is the wall a fence?
Well, I'll wait till Origins did.
Wow, we're going to get into it here, eh?
Just
we're going to get
the reason why a wall could be a fence, yeah.
Okay, so you hit one in the top five list. You hit a famous fence.
Okay, do I get to guess?
If you can name others, I'm impressed that you
all know. Right, I'm going to go with Great Wall of China.
That's also in the list.
Are we counting the Trump Wall between U.S. and Mexico?
I don't know if that – I don't think that got built.
Oh.
But not completed, but it's not on the list.
Okay.
I think the other ones are just a little more higher profile. Okay, there's one in Australia. Maybe that'll help you.
Like the coral reef, the Great Barrier Reef?
Nope, that's funny. But it is called the barrier, so...
Yeah, I thought maybe that was counting as a fence.
No, apparently this is the actual longest actual true fence at 5,600 kilometers.
Oh, and it's just like farmland?
5,600 kilometers, man.
Wow.
It's called the dingo fence.
Of course it is.
And I guess they're trying to keep the dingoes on one side and keep the people
makes sense.
Safe on the other.
Yeah.
So it can't eat your baby.
Right.
So the dingo.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that one. So
okay, there's another couple here. One is a baseball field that got categorized in there.
The green wall?
The green monster. Yes.
Green monster. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you. That's four. The last one I'd not heard of in terms of famous fences. But so I don't know how famous it really is if I haven't heard of it.
Alcatraz?
No. Okay. This one is crazy. In Turkey, it's some Turkish billionaire. It's quite a delight. This his billionaire, it's only 164 meters. The fence around
high or wide?
In length.
Okay.
So neither. The fence is around his compound is an aquarium. So it's like this 4 meter high
glass
aquarium that surrounds his property. So his fence.
So he's got a
an aquarium around his house.
Aquarium fence. So it's like say it's 4 feet, yes. 8 feet wide.
Yeah, it's
and
like
then that makes a circle or whatever.
It goes 164 meters around his compound, fence to fence in his compound. But it's
so 164 meters round. It's not very big.
It's an aquarium.
I mean, that's amazing for an aquarium, but that's a tight fence
around
your house.
It made the top five list.
I want to see it.
Yeah, so it's in Turkey and like full of fish and it's got octopus.
Well, I would hope, yeah.
Yeah, is it an aquarium if there's no fish in it? Or is it just a water tank?
Huh.
So anyways.
Is it a house if there's no people in it?
Wow. Well, home is where the heart is. So if there's hearts inside of it.
It's a house, not a home.
Right.
So it's an aquarium, not a...
It's ocean. It's a fish tank.
It's a fish tank.
Not an aquarium unless there's fish in it. So yeah, so these are some famous fences.
That was great. That was more interesting than I would have thought the subject. Want to hear the top five fences in the world? I do.
Well, you got White Picket.
White Picket, yeah.
Yes. But yeah, the dingo one is an actual fence, like posts and
right. And
chain or whatever.
Yeah.
Wire, whatever you call that. It's not chain link, but it's because...
It might be chain link. Why not?
What is the kind when it's just like a grid pattern, but it's not linked together? You know, it looks like they're like square boxes, like perpetual square boxes on top of each other. But
like the orange snow barrier things?
Kind of like that, but metal. Hmm. But it's not like chain link. You know, chain link will...
Yeah. Yeah, I can't picture like the non-linking.
It's like when we go up to, like, you're heading up to the interior and we have, game fencing up and down the highways to prevent, and then specific crossing zones.
Is that not chain link?
No. Chain link is kind of like that greeny or metal one. They kind of interbarb like that.
Yeah.
No.
Huh. So it's more net-like. Metal net.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
I don't have a good word. Words. Anyway, this.
So did you look it up?
I'm on the fence about whether that's a fence.
It's definitely a fence. Dingo fence.
Well, and in terms of in my view on things, I think of like you have to kind of be on the fence about in order to understand both sides of what's happening on the fence.
Hmm. Do you have to be on the fence, like indecisive, or... Should you just educate yourself about what's on the other side?
Well, that's what they tell me is on the other side. I want to see what's on the other side.
The grass is greener over there.
That's what they say, but it's not always true.
If you're on the fence about whose lawn is greener, combining idioms.
Well, being educated on both sides of an issue, I don't know, you kind of like, it's like podcasts. I make sure I don't take in, like, so I lean as a person more conservative, but I don't take in only conservative podcasts.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm curious, what are other points of view on something?
Yeah, like, what do the people more smarter believe?
What do the educated people think?
I'm clearly not one of them to say, what do those are more smarter, like, of all the ways to put that sentence.
The words.
The more smarter people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I think being on, because you're fairly, you know, you jump into antagonistic things just to argue about something, whether you believe it or not. You just want to, like, probe it.
Something just came up the other day about this podcast. Somebody says, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, you got to realize that whatever Skinny says, I'm going to take the opposing side for the conversation of this show. Like, I don't always believe it. It's just like, how boring would this be if I think this? Me too.
Yeah, me too. Next anyway, subject.
Yeah. I said, so, you know, don't read between the lines. Like, it's meant to be funny.
That's probably why people think you're a jerk.
Right.
Wow. Okay. No, it's making sense.
I'm not
to me
a
now.
Jerk. It's just more interesting conversation.
That's
so if I disagree with you, anybody, not just you, just know that I probably agree with you. And we'll get along much better. Well, you really argued your point. Wasn't it more interesting?
But you have to, there's like a certain amount of like, have to know in order to make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know, peering over the fence every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little hole. Yeah. So I'm picturing Wilson. That should have been a famous fence on, what's it? Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, yeah.
Wilson's eyeballs over the fence.
That's a famous fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of those were on, like, there's like,
no, there wasn't a pop culture category of famous fences.
Famous pop culture fences.
Sandlot.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
I don't know. It might be it. Sandlot and Over the Hedge, if that counts as a fence. Anyway, there you go.
Well, we should probably find out what actually this whole thing means.
What for? I'm enjoying myself.
What actually is a fence?
Said some words.
That's offensive.
Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
So this is something interesting. You were wondering if
like a wall is a fence.
A wall is a fence. So if we get into the origins, not of the idiom, but of the word fence, the origin of the idiom on the fence has its roots in Middle English. Excuse me. When the word fens, F-E-N-S, was short for defens, D-E-F-E-N in Old English, was originated later, an E was added to the term to form the word defense, as it is used today. So the word defense.
This sounds like a balderdash.
No, the word defense actually comes from the word fence, which makes sense. You're putting up a fence to as defense.
Well, how about if I'm taking a fence down? Am I defencing?
You're offensive.
Oh, but if I like declutter, I remove the clutter. If I defense, I remove the fence.
Right.
So whether there's an E
it's
on the end
already
or not.
Screwed up.
That's right.
So fences.
I choose option two. What's next?
Fences from probably going, I don't even know how old fences are. They define the ownership, right? To sit on a physical fence, to straddle it, to crotch it, as we said, is to straddle a position between two different properties. So metaphorically, going back to the idiom now, sitting on the fence is straddling a position between two ideas without committing to either of them. So that's why it's different when you say you should learn the other side to defend your own side. You've chosen your side. So you're not straddling the fence. You'd be straddling the fence as if while you're educating yourself on the other side, it convinces you.
Okay, so something like in our we don't do politics, but here in Canada, we have some socialist and some capitalist qualities.
Right.
And so I think we are on the fence. Like, so, and there are things where I'm like, I like, you know, public education that's included with our taxes. I like our healthcare situation so that if I go hurt myself, I don't have to choose which finger I'm going to keep.
But so, but immediately,
but the other part, people, I do like capitalism.
Yeah, immediately people could argue even that that I, let's call it minimal socialism, because you could say, well, the believing in public education means you are also confined by what is authoritatively decided is taught in that publication, in that public education, generally speaking, is going to be fine.
Being prepared to learn about it. I'm not looking for like every moral stance to come from our public education system our politicians or anything like
and
that.
And as much as people rave about, I'm just, again, playing devil's advocate.
You know, this is why people don't like you.
Yeah. Because the medical system, which is wonderful, but we also wait. I have a doctor's appointment for myself and my daughter. The reason I called it for myself is no longer... I'm still waiting for my appointment, and it's no longer even a thing for me.
The hernia is done.
Yeah.
I just stuffed it back
so
in myself.
So when I finally made the appointment, my daughter's is a little more urgent, but not emergency. And they said, here's your date. And it was 90 days before I was seeing my family doctor.
It's great that you get to see a family doctor.
Or
you must
private medical care where there's typically less or no wait. But now you're paying for it, or paying for insurance to cover that, however you want to work. So, you know.
I understand. That's why I'm on the fence about it.
Yeah. Are on the fence. I thought you were saying as a nation we're on the fence.
No, I like those parts of like social health care. Like I think they're good, but are there times when I'm like, I would pay to have this done now.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can there be a mixed bag?
Well, we do. Here we have a...
Do we have...
Some things, yes.
If you're wealthier than me, you could just... I didn't have to wait 3 months?
On some things, absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah, you can get private MRI. Yep.
I've got one in the basement.
It's really handy. So they don't talk about this much. But there's a setting on your photocopier that if you crank that up...
I got an app for this.
You can see right through your bones. Yeah, most people...
Just for fun, we put a mohawk on it and we call it Mr. Eye. Instead of MRI. Okay, let me continue on. I cannot vouch for the sincerity of this, but this came up a few times.
The Mr.
That being on the fence came from a story that a farmer was fleeing from a bull, climbed onto the fence to escape the bull, but as he climbed onto the fence to cross into the next field... while still crotching the fence, on the other side of the fence was a dog, like a wild dog, ferocious, foaming at the mouth dog. So there he was, stuck, sitting on the fence with a foot in each field, not committing to either. But in his case, it was because it was dangerous either way.
It's safe on the fence.
Right. So that's interesting, right? It can be safe on the fence to not commit to an opinion or the other. And I'm probably way more gray in my opinion.
Then we don't know.
We don't know?
How gray you are. Yeah.
Yeah, because I just appear so white. Okay, last thing. The most famous political fence sitters were the Mugwumps. Did you come across this at all?
No.
I thought this was a little bit interesting. So the most famous political fence sitters were the Mugwumps, a group of Republicans. I wish I wrote down the year. Oh, I did. Okay. A group of Republicans who supported a Democratic candidate in the 1884 U.S. election. So we've got Republicans supporting a Democratic candidate. And the term came from the Algonquin, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, Mugquomp, Q-U-O-M-P, meaning, quote, important person. So if ever there was a great title for an important person, it's a Mugquomp.
A Mugquomp.
Yeah. The term was not used, however, in regarding these Republicans rooting for a Democrat. It wasn't used as a mark of respect, even though it means important person, but of total derision. Like they were described by their opponents as birds sitting on a fence with their mug on one side and their wump on the other, which I thought was hilarious. They weren't sitting on a fence at all, obviously. They did make a decision and chose their own side, but they were this, it was a Mugwumps was actual fence sitting, like put the term fence sitting sort of in the public eye. Because they were birds sitting on a fence with their mug on one side and their wump on the other.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Particularly in politics type thing, there is there are some things where you just need to lock in and take a firm stance. And there's other stuff where it's like are you going to die on this hill and lose the whole thing?
And I think people sometimes forget, and I won't bring up any specific issue or policy, but some people forget that sometimes voting for the better of, or the lesser of two evils, mm-hmm. At least heads you in the right direction for what you actually wish for.
Sure. Yeah, I don't, like, I'm not down on this, like, that fence sitting is bad. There's times of black and white, and there's times of gray. It's like, whatever, is this really going to mess up my life?
Yeah.
So you're like, this is a gray area. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that other part, so it's funny, because, like, on those socialism-type parts where you're like, no, I want to help people that need a leg up. And there's other parts of me, it's like, if you don't work, you need to work. Like, you need to get out there and get, like,
but I think
do something. I don't know if it's, like, community service or something. Like, there's times when I'm like, get out there and do something.
See, I'm this is just totally my opinion. It has nothing to do with fence sitting. But that, as an example, I think that people should help people. Nothing
you're
to do with...
You sound like I'm saying don't help people.
No. I think we're in agreement. But I don't think we need a socialist reason to help people. If someone's in need, we should come together as a community and help them. But also, go do your part.
With the angle.
But some people can't do their part.
Right.
Or they are doing their part, but that's as much as they can do.
They need a leg up for a season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, let's try and at least push you back into the direction of...
And I think we've lost, like, you know, we are guys of faith and probably lean more further to, like, compassion and helping and mm-hmm. and not that only comes through faith, but it's a major part of it.
Doesn't hurt.
Charity and love and compassion.
Right.
Love your neighbor, love your enemy. Like, we're all about...
There's other verses, though, but, like, if you don't...
I swear that never happens.
I swear, baby. There's other verses, though, on, like, if a man won't work, he won't eat.
Yeah.
And so that's also in the Bible.
Right. But... is that punishment for not working, or is that just a fact that if you're on your own and you're not working, you're going to starve to death?
Well, that's why I know. Plays both sides.
Okay.
Like, if you're a fence sitter.
Listen.
Okay, I'm trying to listen.
Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, if you remember, just a mere 7 days ago, we left you with this Riddlink. Our idiom of that day was no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. And that's a little loud. And this was the one we left with everybody. The hard work is worth the discomfort of these video game upset Cardinals. That's a mouthful. Let me say it again. People did write in. Thank you for playing along, by the way. We love hearing from you. And so one more time, last week was the hard work is worth the discomfort of these video game upset Cardinals. So the idiom was no pain, no gain.
Gangry birds?
Yeah. Okay. No pain, no gangry birds.
Okay. It's like gain, gang. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Gangry birds.
Gangry birds.
Gangrene. Gangry birds.
Gangrene birds. That should be a sequel to the game.
Gangrene birds.
Gangrene birds. You have to, like, amputate their wings and...
That sounds a little sadistic. Oh, we got a bunch of thanks and shout-outs for episode 300.
Oh, yes.
Which was
nice. Thank you for all your congratulations.
Yes, a special thank you to our friend Optimus Prime, who hosts the Village Idiom podcast.
Yes.
He's a tech wizard, and Optimus Prime takes care of business. So shout-out. Love you, man.
Yep.
And not those on the fence about that.
Yeah, those of you who sent in packages and gifts, we are still on the fence of whether to open them or not.
Yeah.
One is ticking.
Okay. So speaking of ticking, the clock is working against us. We've got to get some riddles out.
Okay, I got two.
I've got two.
You go first.
Let me jump in here. Undecided with a topic by parrying a foil.
Oh, nice one.
Undecided with a topic by parrying a foil.
That would be sitting on the fencing.
Yes.
Nice.
Wasn't sure if it was too limiting, but...
Because you said parrying, you added the ing.
Oh, I see.
That's a crossword move right there.
I see. By, classic.
By the clue having a suffix, you know how the answer should be. So, well done. Okay, here's one.
Respect the adjectives.
Okay. Watching the neighbor's kids with indecision. Watching the neighbor's kids with indecision.
Baby sit on the fence. Baby sit on the fence.
Babysitting.
Babysitting on the fence. Oh my goodness. I feel I feel sad for myself right now a little bit.
I said watching.
We just had this conversation. Baby sitting on the fence.
You're bending over backwards to change the word.
Wow. Wow. I'm actually a little disappointed in myself there.
It was great.
Okay, this one is going to have a little culture in it. See, illegitimate children, if you can beat Jurassic Mark to it. Black Eyed Peas' Fergie sings lyrics about lady curves that all the king's horses and men couldn't put back together.
Wow.
Black Eyed Peas' Fergie sings lyrics about lady curves that all the king's horses and men couldn't put back together.
I don't know which part of the lyrics, and I don't know if I'm even doing it right, but I'm going to do my best here. I'm just going to go, my Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I think it's lump or hump or dump. I don't know. Okay.
My Humpty Dumpty.
Okay, great. Okay, I got one more.
Well, illegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here it is. Last one. White picket indecisiveness for Wiki books. White picket indecisiveness for Wiki books.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
I hope you get that one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble.
Anyway. It was fun putting it together today.
I loved it.
It's been a hot minute. Hope you're having a great week. Hey, get out there and...
It's been exactly 7 days.
Get back exercising. All right. I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Sitting on the fence. That's 3 minutes gone.